And then he married his first wife, Lucy, in Duluth, Minnesota.
Yes, and Lucy was a frail woman. She had a little son. She had let her husband have the son that she had born. And when he married her, he said, "Now get your son. He belongs with his mother." So she got her son back from his father. He lived with him then the rest of his life until he was married and had a home of his own. Mm-hmm.
Then they moved various places, Tacoma, Washington. He lived there, tried as a hotel owner and a commodities trader.
Yes, he was broke, and all he had was a dollar in his pocket. And in Colorado, he happened to be there, and he heard there was going to be an auction to auction off a hotel. Mm-hmm. He didn't have any money. All he had was a dollar. But he wanted to see how they did everything. He wanted to learn everything. So he went to the auction, and nobody showed up. So he said, "I've got $1, and they had to let him have it. And so he had the hotel for quite a while, and his wife became ill. Business was bad, and he had to sell it.
In 1900, he moved to Colorado Springs, Colorado, where he got into real estate, oil well drilling, investing in power plants.
They were looking for gold, and he went to the fields. There were so many people that were digging for gold there in Colorado. And he remembered when he was 5 years old, when he built a little town, he called it his town, and he had houses made in dirt. He called these lumps of dirt houses, and he had a city with roads. He was so proud of it, he called his father to see his town. Some boys came by, and he told them he had built a town, and they just laughed and took their sticks that they were carrying and wiped it off. He cried, and he said, "Someday I'll build a town that you can't tear down." And he never forgot it. He intended to do just that. He started his town in White City, Colorado. He named it White City. I don't know if it's still there or not, but he started out by building small houses, and he had a friend that helped him. While the others were digging for gold, he was building on a little town. And then he went on from there to do other things.
He moved to Oklahoma City in 1901, and they lived there until 1903. He came to Tulsa because it was a boom town, and he began an independent drilling operation.
Yes, but he wasn't doing any good. But he was still helping people that needed money, and he wasn't doing very well. In Guthrie, he finally struck oil. After much work at it, he bought a piece of land.
Okay, let's just point out that in 1905, his well began producing 2,000 barrels per day, and it helped him make his first $1 million in 1905. And then another of his wells hit natural gas in the Glenpool field. But then he had never forgotten how his mother struggled in poverty to keep her family together. And his Lucy died of cancer in 1906. There were very few resources in the 19th and early 20th century that would help either widows or orphans. Then he always remembered firsthand how fatherless children had to forego school education and all that. So that's what we're picking up on.
Well, he had already been helping people. He helped a widow who was going to go to her relatives that lived in Tulsa. But she said, "I need to have a new dress." And he gave her money to buy a new dress and the fare to go to her mother when she needed help. He did little things like that, that they laughed at him and they called him a fool for giving his money away. He was still a poor man. He hadn't made it rich in oil. And he worked fervently trying to get rich because he wanted to realize that city that he intended. He didn't give up on it. And so he finally made a good well.
Yes.